title page and editor's note of The Path of Light, the Bodhicharya Avatara of Shantideva. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Eric Metzler, Albuquerque, New Mexico, United States of America. The Path of Light, the Bodhicharya Avatara of Shantideva. Translated by L. D. Barnett. Wisdom of the East, the Path of Light, rendered for the first time into English from the Bodhicharya Avatara of Shantideva, a manual of Mahayana Buddhism, by L. D. Barnett, M. A., Lit. D. New York, E. P. Dutton and Company, 1909. Editorial Note. The object of the editors of this series is a very definite one. They desire above all things that, in their humble way, these books shall be the ambassadors of goodwill and understanding between East and West, the old world of thought and the new of action. In this endeavor, and in their own sphere, they are but followers of the highest example in the land. They are confident that a deeper knowledge of the great ideals and lofty philosophy of Oriental thought may help to a revival of that true spirit of charity which neither despises nor fears the nations of another creed and color. Finally, in thanking press and public for the very cordial reception given to the Wisdom of the East series, they wish to state that no pains have been spared to secure the best specialists for the treatment of the various subjects at hand. L. Cranmer Bing, S. A. Kapadia, Northbrook Society, 185 Piccadilly, West. End of title page and editorial note. Recording by Eric Metzler, Albuquerque, New Mexico, United States of America. Introduction, First Part, of The Path of Light, the Bodhicharya Avatara by Shantideva. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Eric Metzler, Albuquerque, New Mexico, United States of America. The Path of Light, the Bodhicharya Avatara of Shantideva. Translated by L. D. Barnett. Introduction, Part 1. When the religion formerly received is rent by discords, remarks Bacon in his subtle essay on The Vicissitudes of Things, and when the holiness of the professors of religion is decayed and full of scandal, and withal the times be stupid, ignorant, and barbarous, you may doubt the springing up of a new sect. If then also there should arise any extravagant and strange spirit to make himself author thereof. If a new sect have not two properties, fear it not, for it will not spread. The one is the supplanting or the opposing of authority established, for nothing is more popular than that. The other is the giving license to pleasures and a voluptuous life. For as for speculative heresies, such as were in ancient times the Arians, and now the Armenians, though they work mightily upon men's wits, they do not produce any great alteration in states, except it be by the help of civil occasions. There be three manners of plantations of new sects: by the power of signs and miracles, by the eloquence and wisdom of speech and persuasion, and by the sword. For martyrdoms, I reckon them amongst miracles, because they seem to exceed the strength of human nature, and I may do the like of superlative and admirable holiness of life. So far as his range of knowledge extended, Bacon's remarks are true, but when we attempt to apply them to the history of Buddhism, we find that they need considerable qualification. Buddhism arose in an age when the holiness of the professors of religion, the influence of the Brahmin hierarchy in India, was decayed and full of scandal. But the times, far from being stupid, ignorant, and barbarous, were full of eager intellectual and moral activity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?